Hello.
Hello, is this up?
Yeah.
Perfect. So just for the services you go ahead with this call, can you just confirm your address for me, please?
37 Old Weald Way.
Perfect. Thank you very much for
No worries.
that. So yeah, basically, this call is going to take around about 10 to 15 minutes. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Okay. So what I do need to do is I do need to ask you a series of questions so I can represent you the best way that I can. Some of these questions are going to be a little bit sensitive, which I do apologize. And just to remind you as well, this call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Sure.
Okay. So Tracy, can I start off just by gathering some or painting a picture for yourself medically? Would you have any currently clinical diagnosis with
No.
your doctor or anything now?
No.
Do you have suffer with any mental health issues or anything?
No.
Okay. Okay. And do you drink or use any recreational drugs or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Got four autistic kids, I've not got time for that.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I do understand that. Okay. And obviously going on like a day-to-day basis, obviously from your time in care, do you feel that, any part in the days, does it have any kind of like effect on you where it stops you from doing your day-to-day activities?
Yeah, I mean, in the past I've had counselling. There was times then that I was having to use prescribed medication for stress, anxiety, things like that.
Yeah.
And since quite a young age, I've had issues with food and eating.
Yeah.
I was anorexic from a young age. So even now, when I get stressed, I tend to not eat. So that's always been
Yeah.
one of my coping mechanisms.
Okay. Okay, one question that I do have to ask you, Tracy, which I do regret asking anybody, but obviously I just need to know as accurately as possible. Have you ever tried to self-harm or took your own life, Tracy?
No.
No, okay, not a problem.
No, there was lots of others in care around me doing that sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay, Tracy. And with your registered GP, do you mind sharing them details with me just so I can pull your medical records from them?
Yeah. We don't really have a named doctor nowadays. We'll just give you who it is, who the most senior one is in the practice.
Yeah, or even the practice details, because we'll probably just, end up speaking
Yeah.
to their kind of like admin kind of team, and
Yeah.
they'll collect it as a whole.
Okay. So it's Simpson Medical Group.
Okay. And are they in Bathgate, are they?
Yeah, Whitburn Road, Bathgate.
That's the one. Perfect. And how long roughly have you been registered with this office, Tracy?
Since I was nine, there was a really brief time for a few years when I had moved that I had to leave the practice, but I was straight back again within a few years.
Yeah. So, the 34 years.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Pretty much.
Can't even spell now. Registered. Excuse me. Okay, and when we do receive them medical records back from yourself, Would you like us to share that information with you via email?
No, you're okay. I've seen enough in my medical records over the years. There's horrible stuff in there that I've got no memory of, so
yeah
I don't even want to see those again, thanks.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. But just to ask, it's only fair they are your medical records.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Okay, and obviously, just to make you aware, Tracy, through this whole process, I will be your case handler, and we are going to be on a journey for roughly around 6 to 12 months. Now, obviously, you have been recognised by the Scottish Government as a vulnerable citizen, what I mean by that is obviously they've given us a case number for your case, which means obviously they are wanting to deal with the situation, which is obviously a success in itself. So this is all done by an independent panel of people, and it is done behind closed doors, so you don't have to attend anywhere, and the decision is made. So along this journey, I will be updating you every 4 to 5 weeks on obviously how we're going throughout this whole process. So obviously, by all means, save my number, and if you do have any questions, anything like that, you're more than welcome to give me a call.
No, I saw your message on WhatsApp when I was just trying to phone again, so you'll always get me on there if you can again, if I'm not answering the phone, so.
Yeah, no, perfect. Perfect, but yeah, but before obviously we do go ahead with your case, but like I do with every client of mine, I'd just like to obviously re-discuss the funding options are an option to yourself. So obviously you've signed our agreements and handed them documents back to us. Obviously, thank you for doing that as well. But obviously, just so you are aware, you know, you can do this claim yourself. You don't have to use a solicitor or a law firm to do so. So obviously, that's obviously gathering your own evidence and paperwork and putting that forward to the Scottish Government. Obviously, option two is, you know, there is law firms and solicitors out there that deal with the Scottish Government on a scheme. And what I mean by that is obviously they are paid £2,000 per case, and that's obviously whether you win or lose, and they owe that to them, the Scottish Government, whereas an independent law firm like ourselves, we don't want to, you know, be in debt with the Scottish Government, shall we say. So what we do obviously, for no matter the amount of work that we have to do for your case, we take a set fee of 16% plus VAT, which is a capped figure of 19.2%. So it doesn't matter whatever compensation amount that you do get, we only take that figure. And again, that, you know, it doesn't matter what work or effort goes into your case, it's the same figure no matter what. Worst case, obviously, if we don't win the case for whatever reason, we don't come and chase you for any fees. So I just want to stress that enough as well. It's basically a no-win, no-fee. But obviously, our main priority is, one, obviously getting you at least an apology for what you have gone through, but also obviously getting you that financial compensation as well. So if you're happy for us to go ahead with your case, obviously you're just more than welcome to do that. Perfect. We do have a cooling off period, which obviously ends tomorrow. That cooling off period would have been entered on when you spoke to my other team 2 weeks ago. So I can remove that cooling off period if it's okay with yourself and get started on this case.
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Because we only have until tomorrow, so they're going to only call you back tomorrow as well anyway. But yeah, Tracy, that's it from me. Do you have any questions for me at all?
No, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. As I said, you've got our number there on WhatsApp now. Even if you don't want to ring, you just want to send us a message, you're more than welcome to do so if anything pops up in mind. And as I said, I'll be in contact every 4 or 5 weeks, just giving you updates as you do go along on this journey.
That's fine.
All right, Tracy, not a problem. Thanks for your time as well, and enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.